How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Caroline Levitt just threw sick in the head Stephen Miller under the bus. Listen, everybody is going under the bus today. Everybody. Donald Trump realized the administration way too quickly went all in on the cover-up of Alex Pretty. Renee Nicole Good was one situation. That sparked protests across the country, but the execution of Alex Pretty in Minneapolis, Minnesota only poured gasoline on the fire. It lit the match, and now it has gotten too big. Donald Trump is backing down. That's right. He talked to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on the phone, and he is backing down from his most vicious threats of prison for Tim Walz and prison for Mayor Jacob Frey and the Insurrection Act being established. He is backing down. And now Caroline Levitt comes out an hour after, striking a very different tone than the administration did before. I want you to remember, Stephen Miller and even J.D. Vance came out the hour after Alex Pretty was murdered. And Stephen Miller said, an assassin tried to murder federal agents, and this is your response. He said that to Senator Chris Murphy. J.D. Vance then reposted that. And when Caroline Levitt is asked about this exact situation in her press conference, she is now saying, we are waiting for the investigation. She now says, Donald Trump didn't say that. Trump wouldn't have said that. Therefore, throwing Stephen Miller under the bus. Let's start from the beginning. Caroline Levitt walks out, and notice how rapidly the tone has changed from the Trump administration. 24 hours ago, he was saying there was fraud in Minneapolis that needed to be rooted out via the Insurrection Act. Now, he just came out 1 hour ago and backed down. He said, Governor Tim Walz called me with the request to work together with respect to Minnesota. It was a very good call, and we actually seem to be on a similar wavelength. Dude, Governor Walz for the past month has been trying to reach him and de-escalate the situation, and Donald Trump has not done anything. Let's back up. Caroline Levitt walks out and just gaslights everyone to their face by saying Trump doesn't want to see anyone get hurt. Watch.
I would also like to address the chaotic scenes in Minnesota over the weekend. Nobody in the White House, including President Trump, wants to see people getting hurt or killed in America's streets. This includes Renee Good, Alex Pretty, the brave men and women of federal law enforcement, and the many Americans who have been victimized at the hands of illegal alien criminals.
This is like me hitting multiple people with my car and then saying, oh my gosh, I don't want to see any vehicle violence break out. Dude, you guys are the ones that sent not only ICE agents, but then more federal agents, and then surged even more into Minneapolis, Minnesota, therefore escalating, causing multiple deaths. Donald Trump doubled down and called Renee Nicole Good a domestic terrorist and agitator. Donald Trump doubled down and said that Alex Pretty had a gun. He caused this. They escalated into the situation, and now they want to be shocked and act like they had nothing to do with it. It's very clear what's happening, right? The administration was hair on fire all weekend covering this up, and now they're seeming to tone down their rhetoric.
Saturday's shooting remains under active investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI.
Oh, Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, called him an assassin before the investigation even started. So it's nice to hear that now.
The Customs and Border Protection is also conducting their own internal review. As President Trump said yesterday, the administration is reviewing everything with respect to the shooting, and we will let that investigation play out. But let's be clear about the circumstances which led to that moment on Saturday. This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota. For weeks, Governor Walz and the mayor, Jacob Frey, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst.
Okay, wait a minute. The administration is speaking out of both sides of their mouths. Literally an hour before Caroline Levitt came out, Donald Trump had nothing but nice words to say about Governor Walz. They said it was a very good call, and we actually seem to be on a similar wavelength. Yeah, everybody wants to de-escalate and has wanted to de-escalate. I pointed out, wow, what an insane reversal in tone coming from Trump. He's been threatening Governor Walz with prison and accusing the leaders and protesters in Minneapolis and Minnesota of actual insurrection. Now, he's friendly with Walz and wants to de-escalate. To MAGA, he doesn't actually believe the BS he's using to divide us and to attack and threaten Democratic leaders with prison. Caroline Leavitt comes out and says that they don't want to see anyone get hurt, but then she lies about Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey and says they have been escalating. Governor Walz, if you watched my prior video, has been saying for weeks they need a de-escalatory scenario, a de-escalatory situation. In this next clip, Caroline Leavitt says, Donald Trump wants the resistance and chaos to end today. This is like when Vladimir Putin says he wants the war in Ukraine to end today, when Vladimir Putin is the one waging the war. Very quickly, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news coverage we've been providing you on an hourly basis over the weekend.
It is President Trump's hope and wish and demand for the resistance and chaos to end today.
This is like Darth Vader saying, I just want the resistance to end. Yeah, of course you want the resistance to yourself to end. Okay, then we get into the questions. I'm sorry to have to put you through this, but the first question is so incredibly dumb that I had to facepalm for like a minute. A right-wing influencer or journalist, I'm not even going to call him a journalist, a right-winger from the Gateway Pundit asks why people weren't this mad about Ashley Babbitt. Oh, God.
That's from Gateway Pundit. I have a few questions. First, with respect to the shooting in Minneapolis, we're seeing massive outrage from mainstream media and the left, but I'm just wondering, where was that outrage when Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force veteran, was executed by Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd, who she posed no threat to in the U.S. Capitol?
Okay, first of all, he's already dressed like Trump. This guy is an absolute chud. Why is he dressed up like Trump? Second of all, Ashley Babbitt was repeatedly told not to break through a window. If somebody was breaking through your home, through your window, threatening your family with a mob of people behind them, you would be justified in shooting them, and any right-winger would shoot them and not even think twice. Ashley Babbitt was quite literally on federal property, breaking through a window with a mob behind her. Alex Pretty was standing in the streets, then was pepper sprayed and thrown to the ground for trying to help someone. This is like comparing Abraham Lincoln to Charlie Kirk just because they were both assassinated. It's not the same, and he probably thinks they're the same anyways. Lord have mercy.
Well, you raise a very important point, which I also believe that I just raised as well in those opening remarks, in that there has no doubt been selective outrage by the liberal biased media in picking and choosing victims and highlighting their stories. And as I've said, President Trump does not want any Americans to lose their lives in the streets of America and in American communities across the country.
And as Vladimir Putin has said, he also doesn't want anybody in Ukraine to get hurt. All they have to do is surrender and just let all of their rights get impeded on. Lord have mercy, Caroline Leavitt. Sarah Longwell puts it very well. She says, I would offer that Alex Pretty putting his body with his hands up between a woman and the Border Patrol agent who had violently shoved her into the snow offers stark competing visions of manhood. Pretty, a nurse caring for veterans, took a face full of pepper spray to shield that woman. This is a much better idea of masculinity than the masked coward shoving the woman and executing a man on his knees. MAGA may venerate the latter, but most people in a healthy society would want the former. To continue, this is where Caroline Leavitt gets pressed over Stephen Miller's comments. He says, hey, Kristi Noem said he was a domestic terrorist. Stephen Miller said he was an assassin. And Caroline Leavitt at first has no answer. Then she says, this investigation is ongoing. Watch.
Regarding Minnesota, on Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security posted that Pretty looks like he wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. Stephen Miller on Saturday posted that, or called Pretty a would-be assassin. Why did administration officials jump to conclusions before an investigation had even been conducted?
Good question.
Well, look, this has obviously been a very fluid and fast-moving situation throughout the weekend. As for President Trump, whom I speak for, he has said that he wants to let the investigation continue and let the facts lead in this case.
Remember, to all the people watching, remember, they executed a U.S. citizen on his knees. lied about it, and then their excuse is that it was a very fluid and fast-moving situation. Then it gets worse. There's a follow-up, and she essentially throws Miller under the bus, says the president didn't say that.
Mary.
Thanks, Caroline. To follow on Gabe's question, Secretary Noem said Alex Pretty committed an act of domestic terrorism. Stephen Miller labeled Pretty a domestic terrorist. Does the president agree with them?
Look, as I've said, I have not heard the president characterize Mr. Pretty in that way. However, I have heard the president say he wants to let the facts and the investigation lead itself.
Was he alarmed to hear his top officials referring to him in that way?
That's a good question. Was he alarmed to hear the top officials referring to Alex Pretty in that way just an hour after he died?
His top officials referring to him in that way, rushing to that judgment?
Danny, go ahead.
Thanks, Caroline. On Stephen...
Caroline doesn't answer. Wow.
Miller's comments. Will Stephen Miller be apologizing to the family of Alex Pretty for calling him, quotes, an assassin who tried to murder federal agents, despite the fact that, as you say, this is still under investigation?
Look, again, this incident remains under investigation, and nobody here at the White House, including the President of the United States, wants to see Americans hurt or killed and losing their lives in American streets. And we mourn for the parents. As a mother myself, of course, I cannot imagine...
Is it just me, or is Caroline Leavitt intentionally trying to put distance between Donald Trump and Stephen Miller's rhetoric? Is Caroline Leavitt intentionally trying to put daylight between Kristi Noem saying that he's a domestic terrorist and Trump, who didn't make that strong of... Trump came out and said this was the guy's gun. He implied the guy was rushing towards officers, but he didn't use these insane remarks. She is trying to put daylight between them. Stephen Miller said an assassin tried to murder federal agents. Let me show you this polling that just came out.
ICE, DHS, Kristi Noem have been a political disaster, because just take a look here. I mean, ICE's net approval rating during Trump's terms, you go back to term number one, look, it's pretty even at 0 points. You go to June 2025, right? That was when all that stuff was going on in Los Angeles. They dropped down. Look at this, minus 17 points, way in the basement. But then after Minneapolis, it's even lower, minus 27 points on the net approval rating.
Massive, massive swing away from ICE, which is a swing away from Donald Trump's policy by proxy. This is like if Obama was underwater on healthcare. This is Trump being underwater on his most popular policy. As Bill Malusian points out, this might be the breaking news that explains why Trump is so paranoid and scared. Breaking. A DHS spokesperson confirms to Fox News that several federal agents had their body cameras on during the interaction that led to the deadly shooting of Alex Pretty in Minnesota. Footage from multiple angles is being reviewed by investigators. If investigators have relayed to Trump or even showed him the footage of this interaction and said, whoa, this was bad, this was a bad shoot on our part, this was an execution, Trump may have the sense, the intuition to tone down the lies coming from the administration. That's what we see them doing. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. We have been relentlessly covering them, so drop a blue heart for that. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.